Good morning, good morning. Anyone else who hasn't stated their name and from where they're calling?
Good morning, Angela Hill, Alexandria, Virginia.
Good morning. So good to have you join us this morning. Well, we're going to go ahead and get the call started. I am going to turn it over to Pastor Vanessa. I'm Candy Gelino. I'm calling out of the Chicago area. And as I said before, this is a great morning. We are blessed to be here. So, Pastor Vanessa, are you there?
I am here, and again, bringing you all greetings to the Master's Call. We are excited, humbled, and honored that you chose to call in and be a part of one of the most exciting calls that celebrate Jesus each and every morning, Monday through Friday. Honored that we began this journey, the visionary, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, and myself almost a year ago, October 25th, and the Lord gave us the mandate and the mission together, all of God's people, each and every morning to lift up the name of Jesus, to point our hearts, our minds, and our spirits toward the one who deserves all of the honor and the praise. So again, we welcome you to the Master's Call, and our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So as you have begun your day today, we want to celebrate Jesus by enriching your life with a rich word from the throne room of God to enhance, to add on to the reservoir of strength and encouragement and empowerment that we receive by coming together on one accord. And literally just through the inherent word of God, we're empowered to go out and make a difference, being the ministers in the marketplace and being his kingdom builders. And the foundational scripture for this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So each and every morning we are directed by God's word to lift up his name, to pray to him, knowing that he's a God that hears and answers prayer. Now, we encourage you to visit our website. We do have a website where we have been archiving our messages, the many moments of meditation with God's word, and that can be found at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, the Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And there we encourage you to avail yourself to the many, many messages there, to be that kingdom builder by sharing the gospel, the gospelia, the good news, and just passing it on to friends and family and loved ones, and let them know that there is a place that they can go and be encouraged. We also have an email address because we are very clear and very focused that one of the main ministries of this call is to pray, is to bombard heaven with the anointed word of God that destroys the yoke. So we encourage you to email us your prayer request at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and let us know how we can serve you in prayer, how we can be that frontline foot soldier to wreak havoc on the kingdom of darkness and bring the promises of God into the marvelous light. We also are always open for prayer warriors to join us. We are not an elitist club. The word of God in Luke 18:1 says that we all ought to pray. But we know that there are those of you who have a heart, a lifestyle of disciplined prayer and love to pray. You know, prayer is that thing that comes before success. Just like work, the only place success comes before it is in the dictionary. So we have to do our foundational praying and birthing and nurturing the Word of God in prayer so that we can watch God manifest His promises. So all are welcome. And you can let us know if you're interested in becoming a prayer warrior by, again, emailing us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We love to get praise reports. And I tell you, we're getting more and more testimonies of God's favor and Him answering His promises because we are praying. So just give us a shout out and let us know you're out there at that email address. And we always like to let people know why or how we all came together. And that was because of Artists International. Artists International is a Christian family-owned company, and over 22 years, and they have been using their tools of being the ministers in the marketplace with awesome products and garments and just an array of items that will bless your heart and change your life. We're learning with artists how to get healthier and wealthier at the same time, and we're encouraging all of our distributors to go to your back office and avail yourself to the many exciting announcements. There is an I Am Artist Tour going on, and we want you to avail yourself. We've already been still trying to come down from the awesome regional conference that was just in Houston this past weekend and just many other cities that the tour will be visiting. So please take time to read and know what's going on. And for those of you who are not artist distributors, we welcome you just the same, but encourage you to get back with the person who invited you to this call and find out why we are just so excited, jacked up sideways, knowing that God is using this tool, this platform, to knit our hearts and our purpose together. And so we are now going to have today is a tremendous, terrific Tuesday, and we're going to have Miss Candy come back and open us up in prayer and so we can get the woman of God up to bless our hearts. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Am I coming through loud enough?
Yes, you are, woman of God. Please lead us in prayer.
Praise God. Lord of all, King of kings, Master of the universe, we come this morning to bow to your majesty. Heavenly Father, your name is majestic and fills the earth. Lord, we honor you this morning. We glorify you. We worship you. We give you praise. You alone are worthy of our praise. God, we thank you for your continuous blessings in our lives. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for food and shelter. Thank you for saving us from sin and shame. Thank you, Father, for sparing us yet another day so that we might fulfill the call you have placed on our lives. God, give us wisdom and the understanding and the courage to walk in the purpose you created us for. Lord God, you said our footsteps are ordered. We thank you for being a light to our feet and a lamp to our path so we do not go astray. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for everyone on this call and for those who obey the sound of the heavenly bugle that blows early in the morning to wake us up for spiritual battle. Heavenly Father, we pray your blessings on Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We pray your blessings on the Diaz de Leon family. We dispatch the angels to provide a hedge of protection around them. We draw the bloodline between them and the enemy. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them shall be smitten in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus be stationed at the doorpost of their lives and their homes and their families. Father God, as we open this call, we welcome you to have your way. We call upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit to ascend and descend through the airways and the frequencies. Spirit of the living God, saturate the phone lines with the sweet aroma of the living word of God. Bless the speaker of God who gives voice to your word today. As the word comes forth this morning, let it be unhindered, unchanged, unchecked by any outside force. Let it be followed with signs and wonders and miracles. Speak through our speaker with words of wisdom and revelation knowledge. I lose clarity of thought, accuracy of words, and the power of the Holy Ghost to come forward.
Angels of the Lord, go forth and dismantle, destroy, and leave harmless any stronghold, evil powers, and evil spirits lurking around this call. As we open our ears to hear and our hearts to receive your word, we thank you for what you are doing in our lives. We thank you for what you've already done in our lives. And we thank you in advance for what you have yet to do that will enrich our spirits, enhance our lives, and empower us.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Candy, for truly clearing the heavenlies and allowing us now to go forth and hear, thus saith the word of the Lord. Well, our minister this morning is no stranger to the call. She truly is part of our family of speakers that always bring an anointed and appointed word. Just want to read very briefly a little bit about her. I'm just so excited how our call is growing with so many new listeners. Our first-time listeners each and every morning, we welcome you. Our evangelist hails from Chicago. Evangelist Gwen Beatty is the founder and the director of the Winning Circle, which is a faith-based organization that specializes in financial literacy, urban agricultural sustainability, and preparedness training workshop. Because she grew up on the south side of Chicago, she has a clear picture about her community. And after working 14 years in the community and the UIC, she rose to the ranks of the assistant to the chief of staff at the University of Illinois and has gone on to walk through and elevate to many prominent places of service. Now, the dream of merging the community and her first company, Winners and Associates, worked with the armed enforcers of the CET Ministries and Liberty Temple Full Gospel Church, which we often have prayed for. And we just want to celebrate her because she truly is an evangelist, a faithful supporter of this call as well as a speaker. I want you to get your hearts and your spirits ready to take notes and receive from this awesome woman of God, our very own evangelist, Gwen Beatty. The floor is yours.
God bless you, woman of God. Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa, loud and clear?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to the Master Call family listeners. I do honor the Lord for being able to speak one more time and give praise to him, for truly I have cried out this morning unto the Lord and he have heard my prayers. And I just want to honor Pastor Vanessa, who is doing a stellar, outstanding, excellent job. And thank you again for the invitation. I'm almost honored, always honored and humbled in my spirit to know that they would think enough of me to be able to speak into the lives of God's people. And to our precious P.K. Roberts, I will be continuing to give God praise for her life and all that he is doing as we continue to stand in the gap for her. As I'm so looking forward to continuing to give her a call and just minister to her and thank God for all he's doing in her life. I won't be before you long because, you know, every morning I am full because I stay before the Lord just expecting power. I am expecting prayer to show up and his glory, and I just want to just take this time to thank each of you because every prayer request, and I want you to listen to this very carefully, every prayer request that I have presented and put before the Lord, before the Master's call, has come to fruition. Now, I don't know what that means for many of you, but as I internalize that, God has promised some great things for my good, and he has done some wonderful things. And I'm going to just be submitting on Friday just some of the prayer requests. Thank you all. My son is in Atlanta living a God-blessed life. And, you know, God is just good. And the word that is in my spirit, and I want to thank Dr. Vanessa for just jogging me this morning that it was my turn. And the next time that I'm before you, I do want to go to the next series that I talked about, the sons of God, because that's ringing in my spirit. But today, because of all that we have experienced in artists and all we have experienced in our lives and on this call since October, the Lord just dropped in my spirit, what will you keep after the benediction? That's what I'm going to talk about today. Just a little bit. I'm going to come out of Jude, the book of Jude, which is just one book. Those of you who have your Bibles, and I'm going to come out of 1 Jude, the 24th verse, which simply reads, now unto him who is able, and I'm reading from the King James Version, and I'll also pick it up in the New Living Translation for those of you who are following in your Bible. It says, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. I'm going to just use that as my subject matter because that message that I just read is a benediction. And when we think of what will we keep after the benediction, my mind went to all of the powerful messages that we have heard since October on today. So basically, I want to ask you, even today and for the rest of this week, what will you keep after the call? We keep hearing great, powerful messages because that verse simply said, his glory with exceeding joy. It was talking about the presence and you being faultless before the presence of the Lord. And with all that goes on in our world and in our society, in our businesses, those of you who are in artists, one thing that God has told us, that our strength comes through our joy, because we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So in going through all that we go through, I want you to keep your joy, because your joy, you find the joy out of whatever you are dealing with. Because as believers, when we pray and we live God's way, we will recognize that we have to find joy in whatever it is we are doing, because God has promised us our destinies are good. And he is bringing us to an expected end. We have many plans and purposes before God, and I want to let you know that they shall be fulfilled. We are headed for some of the greatest days of our life. I want you to base your plans on prayer and base your plans on his eternal wisdom. And do not give up on yourself. Because one of the things that I have found out is only one thing in this world that can stop you. And I want you to make a...
I hope we didn't lose her. Let's hold on just a second. Hopefully she'll come back on the screen. And we got our notes. I just wrote my line. Base your plans on prayer. Base your plans on his word.
What of the Lord?
There she is.
Can you hear me?
We just lost you. You're back. The last thing we heard was base your plans on prayer.
Okay. If you base your plans on prayer and you base your plans on his eternal wisdom, God will not give up on you, and you cannot allow yourself to give up on yourself until you are brought until your desired end And that's when you leave this place. For the only thing that can stop you, and I said to make a big note to yourself there, is you. Because it is up to you to press into the exceedingly great joy of the Lord, and that is being in his presence. For the only wise God, our Savior, shall give us glory. He is looking to glorify his children. He's looking to glorify, to be glorified in our testimony. He's looking to be glorified and show his power through you. So today you need to be expecting the power of the Lord. And where do you get your power? You get your power in prayer. God shows his glory. He shows exceedingly great glory. For the glory of the Lord has risen upon each one of you who have chosen to get up and rise with this call. That's in Exodus 33:18. It talks about the expected glory of the Lord. For you have to be fired up, because as we live in a passion, we will learn that it is very, very hard to maintain the anointing and to maintain the glory that God wants to keep you with if you don't pray. So you can expect an anointing, but the prayer will maintain that anointing. And that's in Luke 22:39. For Jesus resorted to the Mount of Olives to pray, to get his power. And there we know the olive is where there was a crushing, there was a pushing in the olive press. I won't go into that much. But on that mountain, he was elevated all night as he was on the ground before the Lord. And it may have been cold up in there, because I did some studying about what happened up there when Jesus was on the mount. But the power of prayer and the season that he was there, there was a warming effect because of the presence of the Lord. So I have come to realize in my own personal body, in my own self-healing, organisms that have responded not only to what God is having me to do through the artist products and through the detoxification and through this tumor even shrinking, and I'm receiving my healing because I have paid attention and recognized the true symptoms that God has brought before me in my body. We have a responsibility to this God we serve to be in expectancy for him to move. Every believer, you have to keep these messages from the call. You have to let God be great in your life and let his calling be upon you in this hour. So number one, I'm asking that you keep from this call that you must always keep yourself humble. You must always, number two, be in a prayer mode. You must always be seeking and pursuing with all of your heart. And then you must always turn and repent and be ready to forgive others. I would listen to the powerful messages that came forth from so many of our speakers. And I just wonder, what have you really kept? What have you kept in joy? What have you let God glorify and be majestic in your life? Because the dominion and the power belongs to God each and every day of our life. So because he's able to keep us from falling, that is a promise. God will never leave you nor forsake you. So we have to focus on the reality of the word, that God wants us to gain some positive momentum in our life. So I want you to move out on fighting the good fight of faith each and every day. Keep your focus in proper direction, because the word of God wants to deal with your mind, not straying into negativity and counterproductive thoughts. And that's where we expect the power of the Lord to show glory over thoughts. Pull down every thought that will try to come against the truth of the word. This is a diagnosis for your future. For your future is full of peace. It's full of fruitfulness and victory. So don't allow others to replay any past mistakes. There's been enough messages to deal with our sin each and every day. What are you keeping after the benediction of Terrific Tuesday today? This August 23rd, will you base your plans on God's eternal wisdom as he speaks to you from that powerful prayer that was opened up? Will you know with confidence that whatever we ask according to his will, he said that he will keep us? We serve an all-knowing God. It is God's will that we know and believe his word. For the purposes of God are yea and amen for our lives to produce the results that we need in our lives. So I want you to pray that you will work out your soul salvation this morning that will cause you to boil over. You ought to get hot in prayer. You get hot about your destiny because God is a keeping God. God is looking to show himself strong. So this morning I declare his glorious deeds among his people. Psalms 96 and 3 says, publish his glorious deeds among the nations and tell everyone about the amazing things that he does. For great is the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. So today I ask you to focus above the God that's able to keep you from falling and who's able to present you faultless before everything that will come in your life. With exceedingly great joy today, I say press into the things of God, the only wise God, our Savior. Let him bring glory on you. Let him bring majestic on him as sons and daughters of God, reigning in the dominion and the power that God has given us, both now and forever. And I want to say in closing to each and every one of you, base your plans on the eternal wisdom of God, for he has promised never to leave you nor forsake you. For God is our refuge, and he is our present help. So therefore, there is a way to live, and there is a way to die. So this morning, I pray that you keep on this call the best way to live, and that is in the power, the glory, and the majesty of God, so that your work will be the finishing work of God's eternal plans for your life. I love each one of you, and I'm looking for you to produce and keep, after this call, God's best for your life. God bless you, and back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Oh, that's an evangelist calling us to action. What a word. What will you keep after the benediction? Thank you so much, Evangelist Gwen. What will we keep after this master's call? She challenged us to keep our joy no matter what. Base your plan on prayer and base your plans on his eternal wisdom. And the main thing to hold us accountable, the only thing that can stop you is you. Thank you. Thank you for that awesome word. Minister Tiffany and the other evangelists, will you come on the line and please seal this word in prayer and lift up our prayer request in our last 2 minutes. The floor is yours, Minister Tiffany.
Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this call, Father God. We thank you for the word, Father God, from your messenger, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you would continue to strengthen her, Father God, and that your will continue to be done in her life, oh God. I ask right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would continue to keep Rushi, Father God. Continue to bless her business, Father God, as she goes into her third year, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for keeping her, Father God, as her son has passed away, Father God, 23 years ago. You called him to be home with you, and I thank you for keeping her sanity, Father God. I thank you for giving her comfort, Father God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for showing up and showing out at the regional in Houston, Father God. I pray that every life has been blessed, oh God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for Carla Smith, Father God, who is a faithful Master's Morning Call listener, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you would heal her heart, Father God. I pray, Father God, that every vessel in her heart, Father God, will start functioning well right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray that as she starts to begin to drink her LaVie, Father God, the blessing that's in the bottle, Father God, I pray, Father God, that it will do miraculous things in her life, oh God. Father God, we lift up Mrs. Barclay in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray, Father God, for her left side, Father God, that she will be healed, Father God, that she will restore the strength, Father God, because the strength comes from you, oh God. Father God, we lift up Cecilia Hicks this morning, Father God, that your will be done in her life, Father God. And Maxina Deer, Father God, we pray for continual healing, Father God. And for Sister Stafford, we pray that she will receive her children back, Father God. Those children that you have lent her, Father God, give them back to her. Straighten her life out, Father God, that she will receive them in the name of Jesus, Father God. We bless your name this morning, Father God. For Shirley, Father God, give her peace and comfort, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. For Wayne Kemp, Father God, we bind the spirit of confusion and depression right now. We pray for salvation for him. For Buddha is not God, but we serve Jesus Christ. He is God Almighty, Father God. And for any generational curses, Father God, rebind them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And for Sam Manuel, Father God, bless the children as they go to school, Father God. Allow their relationships to become closer to you, oh God. Father God, we pray for the Smith and the Bearden family, Father God, and we pray for total, complete recovery and restoration in that family in the name of Jesus, Father God. And for Karen Moore, Father God, you know the needs, Father God. I'll call out the names, and you already know the needs because you are our all-knowing God, Father God. For Samantha and for Ida, Father God, for Andrew, Father God, for Vivian Lee, Father God. Father God, have your way, oh God. For Sharon, Father God, have your way, oh God. For Kenneth, Father God, have your way, oh God. For Angela, Father God, we rebuke that demonic spirit, Father God. Have your way, oh God. Father God, we love you, Father God, for Jackie and for Pastor Vanessa, for Marie Preston and the Preston family, Father God. Have your way, oh God, Father God. And we'll be careful to give your name the glory and honor, Father God, and those people will wonder what has happened, but we will tell them that truly there is a living God, and he sits high, and he has his arms open wide to each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord. We seal this call right now in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. That's the double evangelist all this morning. Thank you for lifting up all those many prayer requests. We take so seriously sealing, praying, and interceding for each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, for that call to action that we will be about, as we always say on these calls. We'll submit and obey to the call of the Master on our lives. And we thank you, Minister Candy, for opening up the heavens and greeting and seating the people of God spiritually so that they can receive and be blessed today. So as we end this call, and until we meet again, we encourage you to truly take that word as we do this benediction. Go out and be that kingdom builder. Go out and be that minister in the marketplace. Go out and fulfill the destiny, the purpose of the Master on your life. And we bless you and speak the favor of God upon your life. And we'll hear you on the call shouting out for God's glory and your good on tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.